It is all over. It's finished in a draw. A cracking game of hurling here, but it's a share of the spoils. Donegal 17, Roscommon 114. Donegal ending the game with 18 wides. Roscommon had 12. It was entertainment for a Saturday evening, that's for sure, but a share of the spoils in the end. Would you call that a fair result between these two teams, would you?
I don't know. I'm kind of gutted. I think Donegal had two chances there at the end, two Jerry Gilmore chances. He's going to look at them, and he knows he could have put that over. What it probably does now, it moves Donegal to 3 points, which now means they're 2 points behind Meath and Derry. I don't know, the connotations seem to stand now that it's going to be very difficult now, because even if Derry lose and Donegal win, they'll both be in five, but on head-to-head, I think that means that Derry would go through.
Well, it mightn't go head-to-head, because if you beat Meath, it's going to be Derry, Meath and Donegal would be on five.
Yeah.
So they can't go to head-to-head, scoring difference.
Very good.
It's going to come into play there. But that's if Derry lose and Donegal win.
Yes, of course.
So
of course.
But as from a Roscommon point of view, Roscommon now go to 1 point. So they still have a lifeline. They still have to go to Wicklow and win. So they do. Yeah. And like if they do that, Wicklow are going to be down. But anyway, it's all over here. It's finished in a draw, 17 points to 114. Just a quick summary off this game. Donegal were leading on 18 minutes by 4 points to two, and were controlling the game. But then the goal that came from Kane Murray on 22 minutes sprung Roscommon to life as they went 1-2 to 4 ahead. And at the break, they deservingly led by a point, 1-5 to 7. However, Donegal in that opening half did hit 11 wides, which would have been a bit infuriating, I'm sure, to the Donegal management. But it was end-to-end stuff, score by score, in the second half between these two teams. And we went as far as 18 minutes in this tie. It was Roscommon 1-11, Donegal 10 points. Roscommon at that stage had 3 unanswered scores to edge ahead by 4. Donegal then needed a big performance to see out the remainder of the game. Stepping up, Declan Coulter and Jared Gilmore with a couple of scores apiece, while Liam McKinney ended the game with 9 points. He got the last 3 scores for Donegal. In between that, Finn and Fallon all shared the scores as well for Roscommon, which ended in a draw. But remember, Jerry Gilmore had 2 opportunities towards the end of the game where Donegal could have snatched victory, but it didn't materialise. And when we look at it, this result actually keeps Donegal in the Christy Ring competition. The result is good enough to keep them in Christy Ring for next year, which was their target. And they may still be in with a shout of a final place as well. But I think when they sit back and they reflect on this, like 18 wides for Donegal in this game, which was a lot, if they're scoring rate was higher and they were more clinical in front of the post, they could have won this game very, very easily.
Without a doubt in the world. I mean, Donegal came out of the Wicklow game lamenting the fact that they had hit 16 wides. They've now hit 18. It was a story of Donegal, especially in the last 15 minutes. They had a lot of the play, a lot of the momentum, but just those crucial scores would not go over. And let's not take away from Roscommon. They're after contributing here to a fantastic game. Like you said, they were fighting for their lives to stay in the Christy Ring. You know, if they had gotten one more point, obviously they would have been in. So you're right, Donegal's target at the start of this year was always to stay in the Christy Ring Cup. This was a very important thing for hurling in the county, to stay in the Christy Ring Cup. They have achieved it, but there's still, I sense, a feeling of what might have been, because there were chances. Let's be honest, there were two or three chances at the end for Donegal to win it. They will feel themselves that they have left this game behind them. But isn't it all to play for now in the last game? We're going in.
Yeah.
It's great for us to be talking here, talking about Donegal in a Christy Ring Cup, and we're still in a shout at the final going into the last weekend. I mean, that's a huge achievement for hurling in this county.
It has. But there's sort of a feeling that Donegal haven't been firing on all cylinders. Since the Kerry game, that match against Derry, they weren't up to the pitch of the game. And even in phases here today as well, just that final ball, that delivery in, it seemed to be that they were off a cylinder today again at times.
I would agree with you, and it almost seemed like there was a nervousness or a tension about them from the very start. I mean, it's very unusual to be here and see Donegal players dropping ball or going for a second time to catch it. That's not usual. I mean, we've seen these lads play extremely well, but I agree with you. It's just it hasn't been to the pitch and to the level that we have seen them play up to now, Oisin. And I suppose it's up to them now to lift it and come back again against Meath with a renewed vigour in this, because Meath will be all out for this as well, don't forget.
Yeah, they certainly will, because Meath are looking to make it through to a Christy Ring final as well. And before we look at particularly Donegal's standout performers towards the end of the game, what can we say about Liam McKinney? Like, he's a top-class hurler. He scored 9 of their 17 points today, and he certainly kept the minutes weighted.
Yeah, I mean, he scored 5 points from play, and they were all really decent points. He seemed to be the target man up there all the time. He was the one man who was able to win his own ball and turn an attack. You know, I do think, to be fair to Mickey McCann and to the panel, the subs made a difference, Oisin.
Well, yeah, that's you what know, was going to be my next
and
point.
Wasn't it a great thing to see? I mean, any team who's going to do well in the Christy Ring has to have a serious depth in the squad. And what Donegal proved today is they can bring fellas from the subs bench who can make a real difference to the team. I thought Donal Farrelly did very, very well when he came on. I thought Richie Ryan did well. I thought Gartland, they all made differences. Dan Donnelly made a difference when he came on. These fellas, they're great fellas to be able to spring from the bench, and it gives Mickey McCann options. It gives the Donegal team options, because at this level, you do get tired and exhausted from week to week, and with this extra tension, it does make the bodies kind of sorer and more tired, and now we have a squad that we can call on all the time. And look, we were here watching it, only for two kind of miss hits at the end, we'd be talking about a Donegal win here.
Yeah, and the experienced as well, the counted the Coulter and Gilmore, and probably Donegal was looking for a wee bit more out of them in this game, and maybe came just a bit too late from them sort of guys.
I agree, yeah. I suppose the first half was the strange half for us, actually. I mean, we had an awful lot of the play in the first half, but Donegal just kept hitting kind of bad wides, and they didn't seem like they had an attacking force, whereas Roscommon seemed to do much better against the breeze and really worked it well. But like you said, in that second half, it was the Coulter and Gilmore show when it came to scoring, with McKinney tipping in all the time. But I suppose we want more out of these players. These are our experienced players. I suppose what's impressive about maybe, especially the last Declan Coulter pointed, he really did show the experience. He got the ball out in the wing, had the kind of the calmness to kind of step inside before popping it over instead of taking a kind of a pop shot. But look, I'm sure Donegal are out here now in front of us in the circle, and they're talking about the chances they missed. I believe they're talking about that this was a missed opportunity, but that we have to take it on the chin and move on again. Do you know, it feels like a loss in a way, but I do think Roscommon will come out of this. You know, they're going to feel very happy about most of their display today. I suppose a lot of people were writing them off. They had 0 points coming into this, but that wasn't a 0 point team we were watching there. Yeah. They were a team that were very hungry and very up for it, and that's what Donegal have to get used to. This is the level in this hurling.
That was Roscommon's best showing of this campaign so far. And you have to remember, Roscommon have played all the bigger teams at the start, so they had their difficult matches very, very early on. They've got Wicklow now next week, and Wicklow haven't been going great. Yes, they beat Donegal in the Division 3 league final, so they did, but Donegal gave them a bit of a walloping here in the opening game, and Wicklow have struggled since. So they have, but Roscommon will go to that town. Now they have to go to Aughrim, but both of them teams are fighting for their life at the bottom of the table.
Yeah, and I suppose the only thing about Wicklow is when you go to Aughrim to them, they're very difficult. I mean, they turned over a Derry side down in Antrim, or in Aughrim, that nobody was expecting. So maybe Wicklow could do Donegal a favour here and come up the table a wee bit. But yeah, it's now, like you said, it's now down to what other teams do. So we're now looking at Kerry and Derry. Kerry are already through now, which everybody expected at the start of the year. But this may be a dogfight. If Kerry can beat Derry, this could be a dogfight. But do Kerry put out their strongest team now in the last game? There's a lot of connotations coming up now. What happens? But
we'll see what happens. I do know we're going to have a word with Mickey McCann very, very shortly here following this result, which ended as a draw. Listen, Colin, many thanks for joining us today. It was a sluggish enough first half, but we certainly were entertained with what took place in the second half.
We certainly were. My God, the game fairly turned itself. Like you said, it was a kind of a quite dead enough first half, and that second half just turned itself around, and it was brilliant to see it. But so look, all's not lost. Donegal move on to fight again. Roscommon are are going to struggle now. But look, here we go.